NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Blue Front fire that started Monday about 4 miles west of Alto on the Smoky Bear Ranger District within the White Mountain Wilderness area, in the footprint of the Blue 2 fire, has burned more than 250 acres as of Tuesday afternoon. Smoky Bear hotshots, along with local firefighting agencies, remain on scene and will work to safely access the wildfire, which is located in steep, unsafe terrain, making direct engagement difficult. Air support, including helicopters, are being utilized to drop water on the fire as long as weather and winds permit. Unseasonably warm temperatures and high wind speeds have been a factor in fire growth, and no precipitation is expected. Officials stated the wildfire still does not threaten structures or human safety, but residents in the Bonito Lake area should now be in the ready status. This is the time for preparation and precautionary movement of persons with special needs and livestock. If conditions worsen, public safety officials will issue additional emergency alerts, or for more information, call 575-336-8600. On Monday night, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham asked President Joe Biden to declare a major disaster over this month's flooding in Roswell and surrounding Chavez County, which could unlock money to aid in recovery. She called the October 18th storm that killed two people, wrecked buildings, and washed away cars as unprecedented. If the request is approved, the declaration would unlock money for governments and individuals from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Small Business Administration. The National Weather Service said the storm dumped almost 6 inches of rain, a record for a single weather event in Roswell. And Smoky Bear's Hometown Association will have their monthly meeting at 10 a.m. on November 4th in the Smoky Bear Historical Park in Capitan. Officer elections for the group will be held, and the public is invited to attend. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.